Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
I can't tell you enough. I recommend having a wet dream. Like, you just have sex with a hot girl in her dream, and you wake up with cum in your pants.
That sounds
horrible. That's awesome. It feels like you're actually having sex, and then you cum. It's sick.
This podcast is presented by Fireball. Let's talk about Fireball. Sometimes life can get serious fast, and adult responsibilities can become overwhelming, but everyone needs an excuse to let loose and have some fun. During the moments of stressful adulting and letting yourself having some fun, Fireball Whiskey is there to help you say fuck it and free your fire. Again, I think I said this in the last Fireball ad. I love that saying. I think it's kind of cool. Fireball takes any event to the next level, whether it's mundane work happy hour, crazy pregame, or just watching football with some friends. Their iconic cinnamon flavor tastes fire and goes down easy, making it the ultimate crowd pleaser. That's why it's the number one shot in the U.S. And I'll say the same thing I say every time with one of these ads. It is the ultimate. You don't want to go around and get every single person's order or consensus on a shot. You get it. Everyone's going to drink it. It's going to go down easy. No one's going to complain or bitch or try to puke or whatever. The Fireball 50 milliliter shooters are perfect to ignite a pregame, tailgate, or darty, plus no shot glass needed. Just crack it and knock it back. Next time you're deciding between adulting and fun, say fuck it and free your fire with an ice cold shot of Fireball. Welcome to The Bracket, episode 48. Today, we don't have KB, Nick, or Owen because they're out for the live show and they were at the Dozen Live tournament, which if you're watching this, you can watch live as well. Make sure you watch it after this. Today, we do have PFT, Kate, and Big T, and we are debating things that nobody wants to hear about. Something I didn't want to hear is that we ran out of disk space halfway through recording the first part of it. But now we're back in and we're going to be doing an argument that was already decided. The 12 seed versus the 5 seed, stand-up jokes being recalled from memory versus travel issues. And I want to just note, we're going to go right through it because stand-up jokes swept. No one wants to hear it.
If it's okay with you, I'd like to redo the exact same jokes that we did.
Yeah,
okay.
First round.
So, 100%. Yeah, so Stephen, do you want to say the one that you just said where you use the N-word?
Yeah, one more time.
What was that, Stephen?
One more time. He loves Patrice O'Neill jokes. Like, he's like, I love recalling them from memory line for line.
It was a soft A, so.
Yeah.
Right.
It was okay. It's okay. It's cool. You can do it again. We're safe space here.
Point was that the travel jokes are an original thing that happened to you, and it's a shared experience between maybe dozens or hundreds of people, but the stand-up,
you're actually going to retell the same joke. I was setting you up with a joke about you saying a slur, but you're gonna actually go through with it.
We praised Dane Cook a little bit too.
We did praise Dane Cook.
So it was maybe for the best you missed it.
We admitted as a group that he was funny.
Yeah,
and he might still be funny. I mean, I feel like I haven't heard of him doing anything other than marrying like a 18-year-old or 19-year-old or something.
Yeah,
it's the only thing I've heard about him recently.
A little plastic surgery.
Yeah,
he went on Jay Cutler's podcast a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Don't ask me how I know that.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyway, stand-up jokes moved on. Next up, we have the number 13 seed, and this is the only one that's not oral. It's reading the background of a recipe online. So things you don't want to hear when you're scrolling through the recipe and you have to scroll through this giant background. This is a shared experience, right?
Yeah.
It's me online all the time because now I'm looking up small recipes for my son. And first you have to get through like 15 paragraphs of why her kid likes this and how she met her husband before they had the kid. And then they had the kid. And I'm like, I just need this applesauce pancake recipe. I'm just trying to get. Yeah.
And they walk you step through step with like all the measurements. It's like, just put it all in the one spot. I know it's all at the bottom.
Oh, that too. I thought we were talking about a lot of times on cooking websites, they'll tell this whole long story.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Before
that's exactly
you even
what I'm talking
get,
about.
Yeah.
It's like this huge like diatribe about like all the origin of the recipe just to give you the actual recipe at the bottom.
It's the time spent on page metric that they're going for. They want you to read the story and scroll through all the ads before you get to the measurements of it. My favorite recipes, and it seems like a lot of what you're talking about here, Kinjack, falls into like the same archetype of a story, which is I'll look at a recipe, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but there's this lady called What's Gabby Cooking, and I read her website occasionally. Tommy gave me a smirk, like, yeah.
I don't know who that is, but it's just funny to think she's sitting at home catching this.
What's Gabby Cooking? Well, she's doing quite well for herself, mm-hmm. but Gabby it's like fine. Every recipe starts with a story about, like, normally my husband hates it when somebody puts steamed vegetables in, like, in a mince pie or something like that. It's always a story about how, like, the husband always hates this type of food, but the way I've learned how to cook it, Thomas can't get enough of it this way. That's like every recipe out there has some variation of my husband used to hate it, but this way, now he loves it, and our marriage is great.
My husband used to hate it, or my kids used to hate it, but now I prepared it this way, so now they like it or whatever. Yeah.
The key to a good marriage is a woman perfecting her cooking.
That's exactly. Everyone says it. Totally. Yeah.
Better.
And that's
man perfecting his eating.
Exactly. That's going up against the number four seed. Politics. Anyone talking about politics of any nature. So PFT, you get to go first. Politics 4 seed versus 13 seed. Backgrounds for recipes.
I'm going to go with... See, I kind of... Like, politics is fun. Like, even if you don't necessarily agree with somebody on politics, it's fun to, like, get out there and jab. Mix
you're thinking, like, you're thinking, like, trolling people. But, like, let's say it's more someone, like, you're acquainted with, but you can't troll... Like, you know what I mean? And, like, they want to have an honest discussion or discourse about whatever their feelings are. That sucks, I think.
I'm going to go with the recipe one because I can live and die with the politics discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You can find something interesting there.
Recipe gets the first vote. Kate?
I got to go politics. Dad, I love you. When I go to visit my parents and I see him sitting there with his red wine with his iPad on, basically it's the Shane Gillis special. It's the latest Shane Gillis special. I know that's what I'm walking
into.
Like
Black Church.
Yeah, and I'm going to retell the whole special right now based off the last one. But it's just not a good time. I love him. Even if I agree, I'm like, I just would rather be talking about dumb shit right now. Like, I just do not care.
The Eagles or something like
something,
that?
Something light and fun. I just want to, that's it.
All right, Steve.
Politics.
The surprise of no one, I like a very finite circle of things. Anything outside that circle, it gets very hard to pique my interest. And nothing is farther outside that circle than politics. So,
oh, wait. Have you ever heard this, PFT? The time that you asked us if there was an Adam Schefter of politics, which is just the news.
But there's not like one guy.
That breaks all political news?
Correct. No, we have freedom of the press. We have a lot of
people. It's very competitive.
Yeah, right. Beltway insiders are the original Schefters, basically.
I think in football, there's a limited number of transactions. In politics, it's like...
Yeah, but everyone can report on them. There's a ton of like fan blogs and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like,
I think there are several Adam Schefters, though. It's not just one.
The Associated Press.
No, but I mean, like in the NFL.
Like Ian Rapoport.
Yeah, Rap Sheet
is another Adam Schefter.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Shout out Dov Kleiman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dov Kleiman, he's another Schefter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Dov a real person?
Yeah, I talked to him a lot, actually.
Like, talk to him or DM?
DM with him a lot.
There you go.
Yeah, like, it could be a bot.
Manti Te'o, he texted back and forth with Linnae a lot, too.
This could be a psyop. We have no idea. Sure, so, sure. Politics very outside your sphere, you're saying.
Yes. So
it's not Buccaneers or eating pussy. Stephen Che does not like, care.
You joke, but like that's actually true.
No, that 100% none of that was a joke. If it turns into a political thing, and that'll change probably because I do think running for mayor of a small town could be fun. So like local politics, I can get behind, but like big stuff. Mm-mm.
Okay. Wait, are you saying that you have plans to run for mayor?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What?
Just like a small town.
Just any small town or like
not even the one you live
the
in?
The town that I live in.
Okay.
Like right now.
Not soon, but yeah.
So
give us a timeline.
But not the small town
but also mayor.
You live in right now. You're talking about like an unnamed town in the future that you don't even know that you will live in. You want to run for that mayor.
Potentially.
Okay. All right.
What would, like some, of 15, 20 what would years? Some of your policies be?
No teenagers.
What do you do with them?
Just ship them all out to boarding school.
Okay.
They're not welcome.
Because this is going to be a rich neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, and taxes will be high.
Stephen Che sends 100 teens to Martha's Vineyard.
I would love to
see everybody saying they hate talking about politics.
Yeah, and also we're all talking about it.
Just giggling.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Stephen Che thinking he has way more power than
the mayor does. Yeah. Yeah.
Stephen Che trying to lead us into war. you're the mayor of Nutley, New Jersey.
It's going to be like, welcome to Mooseport, but if Ray Romano lost like 98-2.
Yeah. I feel like Frank the Tank could get elected mayor. Of Nutley. Out of anybody, like, I feel like
he's
they
got
would
the
just.
Passion.
Yeah.
Stu Feiner could be a mayor.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well,
he could cut some really good campaign ads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some awesome deals. Sorry. So, Tommy.
I mean, I
I think politics could be entertaining. The recipe thing I don't really deal with. I don't cook. I feel like, can you not just scroll down to the recipe?
It takes a while, and the ads need to load, and like you need to, like, they pop you up and down as you're trying to just zero in on the spot. It's really annoying.
It doesn't sound so bad. I'm gonna go with politics.
Three for politics. It's gonna move on, but.
Okay, I was going to say this is conflicting for me because I hate when Democrats talk about politics, but I rather enjoy when Republicans talk about them. The recipe thing is like really boring. I guess I'd go with that. Politics is like entertaining in some instances.
Some instances,
when but it's not like if the person wants to have a serious discussion about politics and you say something like, oh, "I don't know," you know, it's kind of funny, and they like, shut you down. That is the worst.
You're like fucking around talking to Pat or whatever, like trolling each other. Like that's one thing, but like if someone was like, "I need to have an honest discussion with you about sanctuary cities," like
it's
you'd be
not
like, "Fuck
okay
you
to joke
like,
about that."
Yeah,
I mean, no, I've done both.
You had fun with the actual serious discourse?
Not fun, but like Arian and I have done that on macro a bunch, and like it doesn't usually go anywhere, but it's interesting conversation.
Did you turn right or left when you beat him on that route?
Left.
Interesting.
Slippery
very
slope.
Interesting, yeah.
Slope.
I planted with my right foot. The strength. The
foundation was on the right.
It's horseshoe theory, yeah.
All right, so politics is going to move on. Next up, we have the 9C. Tommy, this is your edition, actually. Any story that's like a very obvious had-to-be-there story, mm-hmm. and one where like they consistently say, like, oh, you just had to be there. It's like, then why are you telling the story?
Yeah.
There's just no point. And that's going up against number 8 seed, which you included, PFT, but I combined it with another. It's crypto/stocks. Putting both of those under the same umbrella, big T, which would you like to have a discussion about less? Crypto/stocks or had to be their stories?
I hate crypto. I hate everything about it. I hate the people who like it, who have it.
On dangerous ground right now.
You think the government should control all of our money?
No.
Oh, it's the reverse for him.
Right.
Tell me
exact
reverse.
Shouldn't
that
exist.
Sounds like what you're saying.
Exactly what he's saying.
But it's so annoying when someone gets through a 5-minute story and you're like, oh, and they're like, yeah, I guess it was better if you were there. Like you should have thought of that 5 minutes ago. I guess that. Mm-hmm. Like stock, I guess you can, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So one for head.
Guess the
there.
Stories, yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, stocks and crypto, at least there's a chance you hear something that can make you money. I mean, it could lose you money, but maybe can make you – when I was in, elementary school, I came up with HTBT, a shortened version for had to be there, and I was convinced. I was like, this is the next LOL. The acronyms were just getting started. This one's going to catch on. It did not. But I think that had to be there is – I think people use it as a crutch too. Mm-hmm. For when a story fails,
yeah.
I think
100%
they end with, oh, well, you just had to be there. Like it was a great time. The story's never good. I never want to hear a story from a person, almost any. But if they're saying had to be there, that means the story sucked.
What if it's a story where Stephen Shea recounts to you, like frame by frame, an episode of The Cosby Show?
Oh, well, that's different.
That's a very big difference. Oh, actually, this is a good question for you, Kate. If you and your baby daddy were stuck on an island, would you guys have like a pact early on, like one of you would eat the other?
Yeah, I'm eating Pat for sure. I think he would sacrifice himself. I say this with love. He's a more meat on the bones guy.
Yeah.
He's delicious, probably.
Properly prepared. Pat could be a treat.
Yeah, I think so too.
He'd be a proper gentleman.
It's a little smoky.
Stephen Che, on the other hand, told us last week he would eat his wife within like 6 days.
Yeah. Are you serious?
And they're like, yeah, you know, you can survive that food for like 2 weeks. And he's like, yeah, but like that 13th day, like, clock's ticking. One of us has to die.
Yeah.
And I feel like because we did a bracket of people you want to be stranded on an island with the least. And like most of the people were with Stephen Che, you were like, who can I kill? Like, who can I kill and eat the easiest?
I mean, that's the question at the end of the day, because you're not getting off the island.
Mm. There's a lot of people who said you could kill all dude perfect.
But if that's the point, if you're never getting off the island, then why eat anyone?
Mm.
Yeah, because eventually you're all just going to just party it up and all go together would be the best way.
What's our final? Is Helen Keller versus Frank the Tank?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
God.
What, most delicious people?
That was part of the argument as well, but like it would be tough. We'd have to figure it out. So another one for had to be there. Che, had to be there versus crypto/stock talk.
So I don't own any crypto. I have been somewhat interested. I watched a documentary. I don't understand NFTs at all. And I recently almost got duped into buying an ETH wallet
Okay.
ETH, yeah. Yep. So, Leonard Fournette's one of my favorite players on the Bucks, and he came out with this this exclusive club called the LF7 Club. But you have to, you just like follow it on Twitter, and then you have to like interact with the tweets. But then I was following this rabbit hole because he was having some cool giveaways. So I was like, okay, let me keep going. And it led me to a Slack channel, which was supposed to be him in it, but it was like moderators. And then they're like, okay, you've won. Here is like, send us your ETH wallet and we'll deposit something into it. And I was like, oh shit, how do I do that? So I hit up the person, someone I know that is in the crypto space. So I was like, how do I do this? Is this free or where do I get it? It seems like there's a million ETH wallets out there. And he's like, no, it costs like $100. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to, because they said they were going to give me an NFT. So I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
I think
so.
You made the right call.
Yeah.
If they didn't cut ties. You on that, they got nobody.
Yeah.
Because you are who that was designed for.
Yes. So I cut ties. Because he said if the wall was free, I probably would have gone through the process. But he said it was like $100 at least. So I was out. And there's several different ones. So it got too deep for me. I was out.
That sounded like I had to be their story a little bit.
I have one too.
Both, yeah.
Someone commented on one of my Instagram posts like, comment depressed for, you know, those robot comments. Yeah. So I clicked on that account and then I clicked on that account only had like 4 likes each. And I'm like, who's liking these? So I clicked that. And one of the 4 likes was a Blackhawks player.
Really?
And I clicked his shit and he does all this weird crypto shit too. And I was like, what the heck? Very weird.
I should have done it.
Yeah, I tweeted about it, and then he actually tweeted me. He's like, yeah, I'm into some weird stuff, LOL. And I was like, okay, a very strange rabbit hole. So your pick is crypto?
Yeah, I think it has
okay.
to
be one for crypto.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm a huge, you had to be there. I feel like half the things I say, I don't realize, I tag it at the end, because as I get halfway through my story, I realize how bad it sucks, and I trail off into the you had to be there. I like live in that world, and it's the worst. But crypto, Pat, my God, my baby dad fell hard into that world. He spends half his day. I'm like taking care of the baby. He's like, I watch him playing a game on his computer with like little characters. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, you don't understand. I'm winning crypto coins by playing this game right now. And I'm like, no, you have to like, he's like trying to develop his own crypto right now. I love him. I love that he's into all that stuff, bigger brain than me. But like every time he turns around to talk to me about it, I'm like, I love you. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, crypto. It's crypto. I just.
Sometimes with crypto, it feels like you have to have like 6 prerequisites to understand the level of crypto that somebody is talking about. Like you have to like come up in the crypto space to enjoy where crypto is at right now. I like clicking on link. I get something and then stock goes up. Then I sell that thing. Now I have more money.
Yeah.
That's as far and as deep as I'll get into any sort of investment.
Yeah.
More money. Good. Less money. Not good. I need something with more money. Mm-hmm. Anything after that where it's like wallets and all that shit, my eyes gloss over and I'm like, okay, all right, just do it for me. So I'll go crypto. I'm voting crypto to advance.
Crypto is going to move on. Spider almost got me with one of those. He tried to convince me to buy digital ponies. and he's like, yeah, I got digital. You know, did you hear? Were you there when he did this? He's like, yeah, I want you to buy digital horses.
He was racing them for a while.
Yeah, he's like racing all these digital horses. And I was like, shit, maybe. I mean, this might be the next thing. It wasn't, but like.
I think he owns a golf course too, a virtual golf
course. Oh, virtual golf course. Okay.
I'm kind of into the virtual ponies though. That's kind of cool.
That sounds cool. Right? That's kind of cool.
I own a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I own a digital
It's not horse. Real, but it's a horse.
Yeah. It is technically a horse, yeah. All right, next we have the number 1 seed versus the 16 seed Cheyenne game. 1 seed is dreams, hearing people talk about their dreams. And after that, how do you feel about that? Dreams, hearing other people's dreams.
You're going to find out. That's the point of
I'm just curious how you feel about them.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan when people have a dream?
I feel like...
I guess he's not...
It's cute.
He doesn't like dreamers.
Yeah. And he doesn't like dreamers either. Damn.
Oh, this is cute. This is a good bet.
It's not a bet. We're just talking.
Just chatting it up. All right, next.
I thought we were anti-politics.
So the Chain game, we have a lot of options. The first is the Mets. If you're Frank the Tank, you don't want to hear about the Mets from Frank the Tank. It's just a series of lies and slander. And
I disagree.
I do as well.
I love it.
I love hearing about it.
Yeah, I also enjoy it.
But here, I guess if you're a Mets fan, you don't want to hear about the Mets from Frank the Tank.
Well, because he's the only one who ever learns. The rest of them are off in La La Land, and he learns from experience.
Watching Dragons.
He has seen them collapse 30 times and is like, I think, based on my previous experience, they will collapse again.
I think
the rest of them.
If you're a Mets fan, you don't want to hear Frank talk about the Mets because he's telling you the cold, hard truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cognitive dissonance. They booed Jesus, you know? It's Why? True. Because he told them the truth. That's what Frank does.
It's true. Next is concerts, hearing people retell, they played the song really well. It's like, I wasn't there, so like I know what the song sounds like. There's not much to tell you about.
It's kind of like seeing someone on Instagram when they went to a concert and they have like 10,000 little things you got to click
through. Hear
you're
shit,
like, I do like, not care. Yeah.
More than three stories from a concert, you should go to jail for like 48 hours.
Absolutely. After that, golf matches, hearing how someone did at golf. I'm curious because like I'm not a big golfer, but I've heard people try to tell me golf stuff, and I'm just like, don't talk to me about this. But
I'm
not
a big golfer either.
Yeah, I feel like you're the only one of us that's golfed. You and Shay, maybe?
I'm not really a golfer. I golfed like three times and then hurt my arm when I was playing on like a golf simulator. So if that's your bar for like who's a golfer in this room, I can listen to some golf stories because they're usually I have to imagine that if somebody's telling a story from the golf course, it's about something relatively interesting that happened.
I love a good crash a cart story.
Yeah, a crash a cart story. It's never like, oh, I got an unfortunate bogey. It's like, okay, I took five shots out of the sand trap. That's kind of it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. Next one was one of Tommy's. hearing people talk about the being on their period.
Ugh, worse.
Yeah, I mean.
We get it.
Fact, you added this, Che. I don't even understand this one totally. Health insurance. I don't think I've ever heard someone talk to me about their health insurance in my life.
Yeah, when I'm not singling anyone out here, but if you're much older than me and you're on Medicare and you talk to me about all the money you're saving on Medicare, then that's a hard.
I'll also say HR here, whenever they do a seminar on our like benefits and stuff, I'm like, la, 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 la,
la, la,
la,
la, la, la, la, removing all your coverage, and I'd be like, sure.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I just don't.
It's kind of like crypto for your health.
Yes.
Where it's like all like a synthetic business that doesn't really exist in real life.
Yeah.
It's just like they're making a bet on you not dying.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay them out if they're wrong. I don't know. It's a whole like transaction thing that is it's very boring to me.
I don't know. What's that one thing where it's like an acronym for like an account you have within your health insurance, like an HPO? No?
HSA.
HSA.
I have no fucking clue what that is.
That's when they let you
save. I know what it means. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You're allowed to save more of your money, your own money, to spend on keeping yourself alive.
Oh.
Pre-tax. Pre-tax.
It's pretty nice of them.
Right.
Yeah. Very cool of them. Yeah. The next is workout regimen / diets. Curious how you guys feel about that because I was like in between on it.
I'm okay with that.
Like, I just won't listen or won't look up one if I don't want to.
There's times I'll ask people. It's like, oh, do you have any advice? But then also they I don't like to hear it because they say how intense it is, and it's like, well, I don't want to do any of that.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll get back to that one later. This is yours, Kate. hearing old relatives list ailments at a family party.
Yeah, just, I mean, at least in my family, like, you sit next to one, and they're like, well, like, they just start going off, I have this thing going on, and this, it's mean, and it's kind of ageist, I guess, but, like, I feel like that's the first topic of convo. But my parents live in a 55 and up, so, like, everyone you talk to is like, oh, how's it going? Anyways, I have a urinary tract infection again, and you're like, what? Why? Yeah, I guess maybe I'm just stuck in that old world.
Yeah, we interviewed William Shatner the other day, and he told us, he's 91, and he told us a story about how he shit his pants.
Yeah, one of the first topics of conversation with olds is, like, the list of their ailments.
Yeah.
I feel 91? Bad, but yes, he's
quite
91.
Old.
Mm. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's what most people. That's all you have to talk about when you get old, though.
That's true. I feel bad saying
like,
it.
Don't leave the house. So, like, what else is there to talk
about? Yeah, that's their day. They've got their appointment that they went to. Oh, I got this rash.
You sit there and you get sicker. Well, that's the next one. You added rashes.
Yeah, rashes. I guess that falls in line with like medical ailments, but rashes in particular.
Are you guys looking forward to living in or want to live in a community that's like a 55 plus? I'm 2 years older than my wife. I'm like, when we're 55, like.
Yeah,
we're teenagers.
That's where we're going.
I watched that documentary about the big place in Florida, and it followed like five old people, and the one old dude was just ripping LSD and riding his golf cart across the course, and like, I was like, yeah, I want that.
That's like Dad in Little Miss Sunshine, or like the grandpa where he's like, I'm just doing heroin and coke because like I'm old, and like it's the only time you should be doing it.
Yeah.
Like that does seem like the good way to go out if you're older.
Yeah, I'm into it.
After rashes is
real quick on the 55 and older community. Is there anybody like 55 moving to the 55 and older community?
I want
to
be.
Yeah, but I feel like it's mostly people in their 70s, 80s,
older. My parents were the youngest in the building for a while, and they're like, all we do is end up, we get stuck helping everyone else
time.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, they were like, we feel super young around everyone, but we end up just like helping everyone else.
Yeah, and then like all of your friends die.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I get the ambulance report every week. Ambulance was here three times this week, so and so. Yeah, oh yeah, it's Jesus. A whole thing. So it's not maybe niche to me.
After that is hearing how drunk or hungover someone is, or how drunk someone was and how hungover they are. I think you added that, right?
Yeah, I hate that. It's like, oh, sick. You were really. I mean, if you have a crazy story,
yeah.
Maybe, but if it's just like, oh my God, I was so drunk last night. It's like, oh, that's all. Wow, you're awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Hearing what someone's tattoo actually means is how this crowd feels about that. I don't know how many of us even have tattoos.
On there, too.
Che has the yak tattoo.
Yeah.
Where's your tattoo, Che? Yeah.
It's right on his arm.
Can I see
it? Ever seen it?
No.
He's got a. Oh, it's awesome.
What is it? Buccaneers?
What does it mean? It's the yak.
Yeah.
Oh, you have the yak tattoo.
That's a great way to never get fired from a place.
Yeah.
To get tattooed on your
branded.
Body.
Fasuli. Yeah. He's got a.
Branded like a cow.
It's the yak. Oh,
who wrote that? Whose handwriting?
Tattoo generator.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. It looks cool.
It's a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a lot of guff for it doesn't have an apostrophe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. It doesn't have an apostrophe. You can get the apostrophe loaded at
so
some other
I put it in
better than the reverse.
Tattoo finder because I have a screenshot of it. And I put it in with the apostrophe, but this is what came out. So
interesting.
That's the machines.
So it didn't have the script in it for the punctuation marks. Brock Osweiler, I remember that tattoo now because Brock Osweiler, the quarterback from the Broncos, Texans, Browns, he has live life to its fullest tattooed on that exact same spot, but his has an apostrophe on its. So his means live life to it is fullest.
Yeah.
Which is way worse than yours because you can always get your apostrophe added on.
Or you could take a Sharpie, you know, when you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going out for a formal affair.
Touch up my tattoo.
These are removed, which is no fun. And then the last one on the chain game is just sex, hearing people talk about sex. Like, and I feel like this depends. I feel like it depends on who's telling you about it, but like, I don't want to hear about my friend having sex with their wife or something. Like, it's just, I don't need that.
Well, I feel like when people are talking about having, it's like not, it's like single people, right? You're talking about your exploits.
Yeah, but that is even worse, I think.
I love it. Oh my God.
I'm with Kate on this one.
I want to know if the few single girlfriends that I have left, oh buddy, tell me everything. Mm-hmm. I want to know.
Yeah, if you hear like your buddy talking about this girl that he had sex with last night that he met at a bar, so cool.
Yes, that's so cool.
If you hear him talk about like, him and his wife and their new routine that their pastor suggests they try out. It's like, no, I don't want to hear about the 30 days, 30 lays thing. No, that between you
what
two.
What is that?
It's a thing where, like, in some
churches.
In some churches, they're like, oh, you want to put some spice back into your relationship. What better way than to just commit
have sex even when you don't want to?
Yeah, have sex all the time.
Huh.
With your, it's usually like the guy is super horny and he's like, never bang anymore. And the pastor's like, I've got a great solution to that. just fuck him every day.
Yeah. Jesus said so.
Make it a chore.
That's probably meant to tire the guy out because at probably like
him sick of it?
15, he's like, all right, like let's take a night off. And then he's like, oh, we have an understanding.
It's like a dog that's antsy. And you take it on a long walk and it falls asleep when it gets up. It's like, that's a good dog.
Yeah. Fuck. That's awesome, actually. All right, so here's the full list. Hearing someone talk about the Mets, specifically Frank the Tank, and we'll specify if you're a Mets fan. Concerts, golf matches, hearing them talk about their period, health insurance, workout regimens, old relatives, list of ailments, rashes, how drunk / hungover you are, what your tattoo means, or sex. Who did I end with last time? Was that?
I think PFT starts.
All right, so PFT, you start. Which one of those stood out the most to you?
As the most annoying to hear?
Yeah, when do we hear about the least?
That's a great question.
Should I just like sweep through the period one?
Tell you what, let's do old people ailments.
Old people ailments.
I agree with that. Like, it's not, no one has fun.
No, it's
I understand
makes
they need
sad.
To they need to get it out, but if I'm being honest, I'd rather not be the person to get it out on.
Yeah, yeah. But they ever show you the ailment?
Oh,
that's
yes.
The worst.
That's what is always happening to me.
Look at
my
necrotic leg. It's like, I don't.
They've all got skin cancer, so they're showing, like, look at the hole I got in my arm now from what's taken out. And, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough.
All right, so Kate?
Yeah, I feel like, can I pick the same thing or no? I pick something different.
You can pick
different.
Anything you want, yeah.
I'd probably go with that as well.
Actually seeing it is the worst.
Actually seeing it is the worst. Said with love, I'll be there someday, and I'll be doing the same thing. But yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll also go Elements. That just sounds really gross.
It is extremely gross. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady will be there soon.
Yeah?
When his plastic surgery starts to go, when he gets like older, it's going to be a really bad scene.
It's Meg Ryan.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
It's going to be like Renee Zellweger, basically. It's going to be really tough. Mm-hmm. Tommy.
Yeah, the thing with like periods is like I can't empathize with you. So like, yeah. Why do I want to hear that? All your ailments could just be made up, you know? Mm-hmm. So similar, I'll go... I'm going to go with the drunkenness. To me, I drank. I had this much to drink last night. It's just, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Big
what about the hangover side of it, though? Because when you're really hungover, I feel like all you can really say is, oh, my God, I'm so hungover right now.
Yeah, but do you want to hear someone else say it?
No, probably not. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Fair enough.
I really like Tommy's. Has old people already won? No. Drunk.
Old people is going to move on, but what would you pick?
Yeah. Probably the... Drunk/hungover, like, congrats, you're an alcoholic. Like, nobody really cares.
Which one of the people from your circle in the office is the most egregious offender of this?
Billy?
Yeah. all right, so that's going to go up. The old relatives list of ailments is going up against dreams. Big T, you go first. Hearing people's dreams.
Oh, I was thinking for a second it was the drunk thing, but it's not. Yeah, dreams, for sure.
Without a doubt.
You were at my house, but like Obama was there.
That's a nightmare for you. It's not a dream at all.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I mean, like nobody cares. No. And when you try to, and then the worst is they're like, oh, something really cool. I can't remember it. Like, shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up.
I always thought this was like a joke, but this has happened a few times with my girlfriend. Now she'll wake up and be like, I dreamt that you broke up with me. And like, I don't care. I didn't actually do it. What is it? It has no bearing on reality. Tommy.
I actually love like dreams. I love dreaming. I love the concept of dreams, watching YouTube videos about like how the fuck dreams work. But I don't want to hear someone else tell me their dreams. Yeah. So even though I do think like dreaming is sick. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. How does it even happen? Like we just make up movies in our head every night. Mm-hmm. Remember them. I don't know. To me, it's awesome, but I never want to hear somebody
anybody else's. Yeah.
Ever.
Such a visual thing. And what was it? I think and I was about to recall a joke. I almost just did one thing that was on here. Recall a joke from It's Always Sunny. It's Jay.
A superpower that a lot of people would choose to have is mind reading. And yeah. I think the closest thing you can get to mind reading is hearing about people's...
Blatton just slammed his fucking... What do you call... What's that? What are those things called? Those like giant metal water canisters?
Canteen? Yeah.
Hydro flask.
He slammed his hydro flask into the fucking door. Like, it's the loudest noise. It sounded like a gong.
You asked me if he shattered it.
Sorry, go ahead. Reading people's minds. Sorry.
So, if people are telling you about their dreams, I would say not all the time, but most of the time, it's going to involve you.
Mm.
So, you can get somewhat of a lean of where you stand. It could just be like they saw a post you had the night before, like very shortly before they went to sleep, and you leaked into their subconscious. But it could also give you a lean on how they potentially view you or like kind of a cool story.
Okay.
So I don't mind hearing about people's dreams at all.
So you're going with the old people ailments?
Correct.
Kate?
One, I feel like back in middle school, high school, saying you had a dream about somebody was a great way to break the ice and talk to your crush. Yep. Like, this is so weird. I normally don't talk to you, but I had the craziest dream about you last night, blah, blah, blah. And that was like a good way to whatever. Two, when I was in the military, they made us take this pill, this anti-malaria pill called Mefloquine. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Mefloquief, I think it was called. But
crackhead, basically.
We all had dreams so crazy all the time that we would literally like sit around in the smoke pit and be like, what'd you guys dream about last night? It was like actually pretty interesting. So I'm going to go with old people ailments.
People ailments are tied up. Yeah. You get to break the tie.
Wow. It's a lot of responsibility. I do kind of like the feeling, though, when you get in trouble for something that you did in somebody else's dream.
Yeah.
You feel like a real bad boy. Yeah. I'm going to... Dreams. I'm going to go dreams.
Dreams is going to move on.
You got advanced dreams.
You ever...
I've never done the like experimental medication that makes you have super vivid... Yeah. I would imagine that those dreams probably kick ass to hear about.
Oh, it's like tripping balls.
Those are like the... what do you call it? What's the ones when you're awake in them?
Lucid dreams.
Yeah. Those ones are cool. I don't think... I've never had a wet dream. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
I've never had one.
I've had quite a few. So I thought it was like a puberty thing. I've had them up to like a year ago, 6 months ago. It's crazy.
Really?
It's awesome. Yeah. They're awesome.
Wow. Is it like a full load?
No, not as much. No, but
it's like an empty half a mag.
I can't tell you enough. I recommend having a wet dream. Like, you just have sex with a hot girl in your dream, and you wake up with cum in your pants.
sounds horrible.
It's awesome. It feels like you're actually having sex, and then you cum. It's sick.
If I woke up and my sheets were just doused in cum, I would be very upset.
They don't doubt. It doesn't, like, if you...
It's like half a load in your underwear is still bad.
Yeah, I mean, you just throw underwear in the hamper.
I sleep nude, but to each his own.
Yeah, I sleep nude, too. Yeah, I think you're not supposed to for something, but, like...
Well, I could never...
Nothing will stop me. Yeah.
The government doesn't want you to sleep nude.
They probably don't. They keep that under wraps,
too. Yeah, I don't know. Something about just, like, launching a rope in my sleep just doesn't sit right with me.
Don't knock it till you try it, brother.
You're doing that 30 days of wet dreams thing, aren't you, right now?
Yeah.
Right?
30 days, 30 wet.
Church recommends.
There's a way to induce it. I think I would want to try it probably, but like, I'd put like a...
Have you never had one, Steven?
I have, but very long time ago.
You like it?
Yeah.
This conversation's fucking hot.
It is. It's literally the same level as having sex.
Yeah.
How does that happen with no motion, though? Like, your dream has
just
to be powerful.
Yeah.
So you must hump something while you're asleep.
You have to be moving.
Or, yeah.
Because there's no way awake on your own brain power. Yeah. You could just sit here like this and bust a load, I don't think.
Given enough time.
Are you serious?
When you're...
Gooch, is there a science behind this?
Isn't that what Sting does? He doesn't touch anything. He has the...
Oh, he's like tantric sex or whatever,
Just uses his brain. Sting can just stand there and blow a load like this.
I think that whole thing got blown out of proportion, though. I think that his wife is pissed off that, like, every time somebody new meets Sting's wife and finds out, oh, you're Sting's wife, the first thing they think is, you fuck Sting for, like, 6 hours at a time.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not true at all.
Oh.
Like, they tried to get into tantric stuff, and Sting talked about it in a couple of interviews, and now she's labeled for life.
Everyone thinks her vagina is just completely calluses.
Yeah.
Hours of fucking.
She's so mad at Sting for saying that.
Yeah. Wait, Kate, have you ever? Do girls have wet dreams? I have no idea.
Girls can't.
I
don't.
But.
Well, on our periods we can, but Tommy doesn't want to hear about that, so yeah. I'll just let it go.
That's kind of awesome. PFT, wet dream?
I think I had like one wet dream when I was 13, 14, 15, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only one that I've had, though.
You woke up with like a full half load in your pants?
I feel really comfortable talking about like what percentage of a load I shot. I didn't measure it.
Like a mag dump or like a...
I don't know. I didn't like wring my boxers out. Under the sink.
The thought of wringing cum out of anything.
Tenths of a load?
I didn't break out my graduated cylinder.
The thought of wringing out cum from like anything is just... Jesus. All right, we're going to go into the second half of our bracket. Before we do, let's talk about our second sponsor, 3Chi. All right, let's talk about 3Chi. The long days of road trips to rec states for overpriced dispensaries are over. 3Chi offers premium THC products and gets delivered straight to your door, including dispensary-grade Delta-9 THC. With the same effects as traditional marijuana, it's hemp-derived, making it federally legal and that much easier to get your hands on. And the best part, 3Chi is giving Barstool listeners an exclusive 5% off all products. And all you have to do is use code STOOL5 at 3Chi.com and experience cannabis perfected. Now you must be 21 years old to purchase. And I'll recommend the same thing that I always recommend whenever we talk about 3Chi. It's those absolutely delicious edibles, the cookies, the Rice Krispie Treats, all of them absolutely amazing. But you also have all the other things like the tinctures, vapes, and all that stuff as well. But remember, use code STOOL5 at 3Chi.com and experience cannabis perfected now. Thanks to 3Chi. All right, next we have the 11th seed versus the 6th seed. The 6th seed is talking about work. So hearing like anybody, doesn't have to be significant other, like anybody, like friend, whatever, be like, here's what happened at my job as a data analyst or some shit. It's like, there's nothing that's going to be interesting enough to
hold. How about you get a job at Barstool, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it could be fucking cool.
It's not relatable at all when somebody talks to me about a job that's not theirs.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I was going to say, all people want to talk about with me is my work.
Mm-hmm.
And but they've already seen what they want to talk about. And so they're like, tell me about this that I saw. And I'm like, well, you already know. You know more than me, probably.
Yeah. How close did the can come to hitting you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Dave like?
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite question to get.
What's he like?
What's Dave like? You have his number? Can I see it? And I'm just like,
I get a lot of,
hey, man.
I've started to get a lot of, how much money do you make?
Ooh, questions. Yes.
From like not friends, but like acquaintances or like people dancing around that question.
Yeah. Come on.
For the longest time, it was like, how much money does Dave make? Mm-hmm. Like, what's Dave like in real life? How much money does Big Cat make? But now people are getting like more confident. Mm-hmm. Just ask me like straight up.
What's your salary?
Yeah, what's your
paycheck? What's your paycheck like?
People ask me that also. Not mine, yours.
Yeah.
Well, Big T thinks that I'm like the wealthiest person on earth.
I mean,
Big T's been volunteering to people left and right recently.
You're wearing a custom Blake Bortles jersey. That's pretty pricey.
It is, yeah. It is. But Big T's been telling like strangers on the train yesterday. He was like, this guy's obscenely wealthy.
No, you were talking about getting liposuction. You're like, how much does it cost? I'm like, why do you give a shit? It's like 10 grand. I'm sure you can find it.
But where did the $75,000 an episode number come from?
People just started asking us, like, people would ask us all the time how much money we made, and then there was a rumor out there when they did the math, because I don't know, like Business Insider or some like Fortune magazine, they put out an article saying, here's how much podcast reads cost, and it went viral, and it was saying like each podcast read is, I don't know, $12,000.
It added up into,
and somebody said that it added up to $70,000 an episode for us. So then we just leaned into that. We're like, yeah, we personally make $70,000 an episode. Then that evolved into 85, and then that evolved to 85 after taxes. And now it's after my new contract, I get three Bored Apes. I get three apes an episode, plus a slurp juice every Friday. So I can use that slurp juice to create more apes.
Jesus. I mean, I actually like that. I think that's a better way of getting paid. If you could get a crypto wallet. Wait, what player got paid in crypto recently?
Russell Okung did?
Russell Okung, yeah.
There's an NBA player.
An NBA player.
Trevor Lawrence, too, is signing bonus or something?
Spencer Dinwiddie, I remember. Yeah, that was for sure. But there's another NBA player, too, that did it. Not Jimmy Butler. Fuck. I forget. Whatever. But yeah, so talking about work is going up into the 11 seed. Well, I'm just going to say high school sports stories. So like it could be like, I was so good at XYZ in high school, or this is what happened in our regular season high school football matchup or whatever. Stories of that nature. We'll start with you, PFT. High school sports stories or talking about work.
I like a good high school sports story.
You want to give us one?
Well, just, I mean, we wrote a song, Pup Punk did, about peaking in high school. It's called Peaked in High School. If you didn't peak in high school, you're a fucking nerd. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, load me up with all the JV stories, all the glory days. I like a good glory days story. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, let people enjoy what was the happiest time of their life sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, what was the other option again?
Talking about work.
Yeah, work. I don't like hearing about work. I don't like hearing about work when I'm not at work. Mm-hmm. And like Big T said, I kind of find the same type of experience where a lot of times people want to talk about like what's going on at Barstool. And there are certain like words and phrases I can hear from people where I tell immediately whether or not they read the Barstool Reddit. And I don't even read the Barstool Reddit, but I can hear when they slip into
regurgitated. Yeah.
I can hear when they start to say something that's a repeated talking point that they've read somewhere else. I can like hear that change in inflection. I'm like, I know what you're asking. I know where you got this.
What are those phrases?
Is Dave actually based?
I don't know off the top of my head. I would have to hear somebody say it, but I can pinpoint the moment when it switches.
You
over.
Could tell like how much of a stoolie someone is.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, they just follow the Instagram, or they are like leaving comments on every.
Yes.
You know what it usually is when they imply something like a little, not sinister, but a little negative about someone who's universally liked. I can usually infer from that at some point the Reddit conversation has flipped on a person that is well liked. And now I'm like, well, I guess I missed the memo. I didn't know that Stephen Che was an egocentric
jerk. The tides
have
turned. You got to get with it. Yeah.
That's always been the narrative.
Yeah. Kate.
Inversely, like, my social circle is only Barstool people, really, because I'm not from here. I don't know anybody in my town, really, because it was COVID and then I had a baby and blah, blah, blah. And like even talking about work with people I work with outside of work is like all I do sometimes. And I hear myself and I'm like, it's like word vomit and I'm sick of the own things I'm saying. I'm like, oh, my God, I hate myself right now. So I would say talking about work. Yeah.
Talking about work.
I feel like it's not usually good or productive sometimes, too. It's like slippery. So, yeah, I would say talking about work.
Steve?
Yeah.
I don't mind talking about work. When I used to work upstairs and do like ad operations, I was in a similar field as my wife. So we'll bounce things off each other now and again. And then if I hear like Barstool stuff, I'm always interested and am open to talk about that. So I don't think that's bad at all. The other one was which one?
High school sports stories.
I don't mind those either, but I guess high school sports stories just because I don't mind talking about work.
Don't mind talking about work. Tommy.
I mean, I don't mind talking at work if it's with people I work with. Like, if you're talking about work with people you work with, that's fine. But if this is things we least want to hear, I don't want to hear about somebody's work. Quite, like, friends who, you know, have quote unquote regular jobs. It's like, I can't relate. Like, I don't know what
I don't understand a word that comes out of their mouths.
Well, like, they think a crazy day is like something like when crazy in a Zoom in. He's like, I got Frank the Tank yelling in my hours a day about the Mets. Like, I can't relate to that being the craziest thing that happened in a work week.
So, use like all these acronyms and like two like Excel terms and shit. And I'm just like, I don't know what any of this means at all. And like, it's there are point, like you're saying, like, our point of relevance is like so different or grounding or whatever. So different.
Because we're so much better than them.
Obviously,
Barstool, obviously.
Yeah.
So if this is things we least want to hear about and not talk about, I'll go work. I don't want to hear high school sports stories either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was obviously the quarterback and shit on my team, but I'd still rather not hear about
you
that.
Fuck
but
the head cheerleader?
I don't want to hear about work. What?
You fuck the head cheerleader?
Yeah, all of them.
She was literally the head cheerleader for you. Yeah.
I'm like PFT. I rather enjoy a good high school sports story. So work, I guess.
What, do you have a good high school sports story?
Not of like myself, because I wasn't very good, but like we played against a bunch of NFL guys when I was in high school. Like, I have some good stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like who?
Jalen Hurd, Josh Malone, Rashawn Golden.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts?
Hurd, H-U-R-D.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was cool for a second, too.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts.
I'm not cool.
I haven't heard of any of those people.
Would you say had a good receiver? Rashawn Golden's very good.
Who had the best professional career, Jalen Hurts, if it ended today, or Jalen Hurd?
Hurts. I mean, Hurd has been very hurt in the NFL.
Yeah, but he's been in the league for a while, right?
I think so. I don't know where he is now, but he was in high school. His I'm going to tell a high school sports story. He rushed for like 3,500 yards that year. He was unreal.
Yeah, I like hearing this stuff. I don't mind hearing the high school. Like, yeah.
Like playing against someone who was like an SEC and NFL caliber player in high school is like an awesome story because it's just hysterical to watch.
Yeah, because it's like Derrick Henry's high school records.
Yeah.
Which are just like they don't make sense.
Yeah. Hurd had a similar season to that.
Mm-hmm. It's where it's like he rushed for 50,000 yards in his high school career.
Yeah.
Scored 100 million touchdowns. It's like insane.
Those are good stories.
That was a bad question that I had. I thought that Jalen Hurd had a little bit more success in the NFL than
he's been very injured.
Yeah, he hasn't really played.
Roster, yeah.
Next, okay, so we're going to move that on. Next up, we have the number 3 seed. I'm glad we have two people here with kids, because kids, 3 seed is kids. Hearing about kids, stories about kids. I think it depends, like, let's say it's kids you're not related to, specifically. Because, like, if it's, like, your niece or nephew or some shit, like, yeah, you want to know what's going on. But, like, other non-related kids, let's say, specifically. And that's going up against the number 14 seed. White people talking about their ethnic backgrounds. So, like... People being like, I'm 3% Icelandic and 20% Norwegian. And
all my aunts
that.
Did 23andMe, and they are the first to tell you we are 1% African. They cannot get enough of it. It's like, jeez.
I thought they'd be the opposite. I thought they'd bury that.
Yeah, no, they're about to see we're 1 week.
Big T. Yeah.
You've concocted a doozy. I think I have to go white people talking about their ethnic backgrounds, because this is something I've talked about since moving here. Everybody is like, I'm Italian, I'm Irish, I'm this, that, and the other. And it's like, you're from Long Island.
Eighth generation Italian.
Yeah, you're not Italian. So, yeah,
some of
that
us were born
for sure.
On the boot.
Were you?
Not me, but some of us.
One of my friends has both his parents are off the boat from Italy, and they both were married. They both had the same last name before they were married. I think is little. Strange.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, we went
Italian
down.
Thing, I guess.
Well, let me just say, I also despise people talking about their children.
Yeah.
Well, not. I just don't care.
Go on.
I just don't care.
Go on.
Yeah. No, no, no. If you want to
stand it,
to people who care about your kids, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To me.
He hates kids. Maybe he should
the
be on
the who doesn't give a fuck about your kids.
Well, I mean,
I have no problem saying that. I don't.
It is something that you have to change about yourself if you don't have kids. Like, I'm 37 years old. I don't have kids. I don't know if I want kids. Right now, I don't really want kids. That might change in a couple of years. Who knows? But as you get older, you evolve from a place of hearing other people talk about their kids is like, shoot me in the head. This sucks. To you kind of appreciate it. Because it's something that you're not going through, and you're like, oh, that's really interesting. And you just get to a place where you're more comfortable talking kids, even though you don't have them yourselves. It's a pretty big part of life, is figuring out like how other people are raising their kids. So it's gotten more interesting as I've gotten older. But I agree, when I was Big T's age, if a friend of mine like had a kid, I'd be like, well, I'm not hanging out with that guy anymore. He's just going to talk my ear off about diapers. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable. It's just not interesting to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. He hates kids. I feel like he should be on the other side of the aisle.
Hmm. Yeah, you hate kids?
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really hate them, huh?
You want to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Stop.
How young? At what point do you stop? Big T, at what point do you stop loving kids? Like 9 months, one day?
Where about? So that's one for ethnic background. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with a kid story, it's rare, but you can occasionally get a kind of fun. Like, I don't mind a good, funny kid story of like a 2-year-old saying something just totally outlandish or doing something.
Well,
totally
you're in luck because last night at dinner, my son, no.
Yeah, like that, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, oh yeah, I can see it in your eyes. No, I get it.
But no, I mean, when there is a good one, I don't mind it. It is the problem of like, so a lot of times they're not good. A lot of times people overestimate the actual uniqueness of
low hit rate
story about their kids. Very low hit rate. That being said, there is a 0% hit rate on interest of a white person's ethnic background.
Mm-hmm.
They can't say anything to me that I'd be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I did a ancestry.com test in high school because I was like, if I could just get that I'm like 15% Native American, like I'm going to Harvard, like I'm going anywhere. I'm 37% Saudi Arabian.
What?
And I'm Persian? Oh. That just has to be a load of shit.
Like, I can see Persian. Way. You have a
Persian,
vibe.
Saudi Arabian. So I think I come from the ancient Moors tribe, who came from the Middle East, conquered into Europe, into Italy. So
you definitely got your text mixed up with somebody.
Yeah, that's somebody else. Not 30, got switched.
37% Saudi Arabian. Tommy Shake.
Jesus, I think for the kids' point, and I was gonna make, I forgot, I didn't vote on any of these, but I think I'll vote on this one, and that I'll vote for. I think kids' stories are okay sometimes. I think stories about kids because they have no social filter are usually very funny.
Yeah.
Like when
Tommy
I was,
Walker, I'll listen to any Tommy Walker story.
Yeah, so like when I was I think like 4 or 5 or something, my mom, like, we were at a supermarket. You know, you keep passing people as you go.
Getting one.
Yeah, you're getting one right now. But it's when I was a kid, so it's not a kid's or someone else's kid's story. You know when you keep passing people in the supermarket from, like, you keep going on the same aisles?
Mm-hmm.
There was a little person, a dwarf, and we kept passing her over and over and over again, and I kept staring at her, and my mom said, like, I just stopped her in her tracks and said, "You're not a real lady." And like, that type of story, like, if I heard that secondhand, I would think that's very funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so sometimes I think they're good. It just depends. Che.
Oof. This is a tough one. I mean, as a parent, you're naturally just going to hear about other people's kids, and that's fine. I think that's relatable for someone my age with kids, especially. The other one was, sorry, which one?
It's ethnic background of white
ethnic
people.
Ethnic background. Yeah, probably that. My dad is from Hong Kong. My mom is from New Jersey. So typically if people are like, "Hey, like, what are you?" I'll say exactly that. And then a lot of times they'll be like, "Well, what's your mom?" And I was like, "Well, she's just from New Jersey. Like, she's a white lady. Like, why do you care?" So that.
I think New Jersey that's an ethnic background.
Yeah.
Yes. New Jersey is its own. Yeah.
It's its own beast. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Same with Long Island, I think.
Oh yeah.
They're their own thing.
You can't mix them up.
Yeah, you definitely can't.
You can't be like, oh, you're
like the Hootsies and the Tutu or whatever. It's like you can't flip those up.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm majority, like, I come from a very Irish background. Like, all my grandparents' parents were from, like, all of them from Ireland. And so then growing up in the Philly burbs, there's this very strong, like, Irish American. Like, I have a Celtic Shamrock Tramp stamp that I thought would actually, like, honor my ancestors. And, like, grew up going to Dropkick Murphys concerts and was very like, I'm Irish, like, we're Irish, blah, blah, blah. And then lived in Woodlawn in the Bronx, which is, like, very Irish neighborhood. And then my actual Irish cousins from Galway, I thought about it. I was like, I'd be really embarrassed if they had to see what I'm, like, how I identify as, like, Irish. I feel like they'd be like, ew, what are you doing? And so now I've reeled it in a whole bunch. So that is, like, kind of weird. And it's kind of, like, not to have, like, pride in your culture, I guess, but, like, do you know what I'm talking about? You
guys, yes, we know exactly. Yes.
Okay, there's, like, a certain vibe to it where it gets kind of – so that is kind of annoying. And then the talking about kids thing, I get annoyed hearing myself. It's the same thing with my, like, talking work. But it's, like, literally when it's your only frame of reference because your world, like, suddenly becomes so small, like, I don't have anything else to talk about. Mm-hmm. So, oh, God, those are pretty even.
As a parent, I hate when people that don't accuse, like, how was your weekend? It's like, my weekend fucking sucked. Like,
yeah,
really
I got up
boring.
At 5 a.m.
You probably had so much more fun than me.
And yeah, oh yeah. So I literally have nothing else to talk about, but I also do realize, like, it is annoying, but I can't stop it. So I'd probably go with that one, even though, yeah, I don't know. Kids.
All right, PFT.
This is tough. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with white people's European ancestries.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty bad. There's usually not that. It all boils down to, are you Italian or are you Irish?
Yeah. Literally it. Yeah.
Those are really the only two options. Like, I'm a mutt. I'm literally everything. Mm-hmm. My 23andMe came back. It was like, you're European. I was like, okay, very cool.
Figured.
1% Sicilian. That's the coolest part of mine, was that
think
I
have
1% from Sicily.
All the other Italians hate Sicily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they? Like,
oh,
big time.
You're
would not believe.
Persona non grata now. You shouldn't have been.
The funniest part of white people that take their, like, European heritage and they carry it over to the United States is there's a whole bunch of, like, different specific racism that they have to get into against other white people.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we're Irish. You know how we feel about the French.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What?
Obviously, yeah. Fuck the French, right?
I feel like there's a better example in Europe for the Irish to hate, but yeah, you're in the right ballpark.
There are a few. But yeah, white people's European heritage.
Can I switch mine to that?
Yeah.
That.
Clean sweep then. It was going to win anyway, but yeah, clean sweep. Next up, we have the number 10 seed. I thought this one was really funny. Someone replied with it on Twitter, just how someone is actually doing. So when you say,
Oh my God.
Hey, how you're doing, and they actually tell you how they're doing, it's like, God.
Like, freezes you. You're like,
yeah. Next one. You just wanted to say good. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, marriage/relationship issues. PFT, you get to go first. Marriage or relationship issues, or how people are actually doing? What do you want to hear less?
Can I specify marriage issues?
Specifically marriage, yeah.
Because every time somebody, like, talks to you about a marriage issue, it's like, it's a little too real.
Mm.
It's like, why are you telling me this? You should be having this exact conversation with your spouse.
Yeah.
This is why you're having the issue. It's because you're not discussing the issue with them.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's one for marriage and relationship issues.
What was the other one?
How someone's actually doing.
Oh, God. I'm very socially awkward, and I mean well, but I never know what to say in situations where someone gets real with me. So, see, if you heard that laugh, I'm already just daydreaming it, and I'm like, oh, God. Every now and then on Instagram, like, a stoolie will text or something, like, say something kind of like, and I'm like, hey, are you doing all right? And then I get like 15, and I'm like, oh, no, this is way above my pay.
Yeah, I
cannot help you. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But it's not annoying. Like, I'm glad you're, so I guess I would go with the marriage one. But also, I do like hearing about it. I'm not going to lie.
The drama.
Sipping the tea. Well, what is he doing? What did he do?
But I feel like, and I think you're probably with me on this, I like hearing it indirectly. I don't hearing it directly from the person. You know what I mean? Like I'll be like, oh, do you hear these two got in a fight over XYZ from a third party? But like, when I hear it directly from one of them, I feel worse about it.
Yeah. No, I like hearing about troubled marriages and stuff. So I'm going to go with the other one, even though that's kind of fucked up.
All right.
You can still tell me if you're struggling.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a good emoji.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I like hearing about relationship, marriage, whatever.
Star quarterback.
Something
like that.
Let me think about that.
You would.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't necessarily confide in me, but.
He might.
I love the necessarily.
Yeah.
That was an excellent qualifier. he might. You've been doing the TB12 diet.
Yeah, sure. We've been introduced. I introduced myself to him. He said, nice to meet you. So.
In person? Steve, let me just ask you a quick question. On the TB12 diet, is pussy on the permitted list? Because
it's organic, yeah.
Okay. So that's not the problem in the marriage.
Is pussy vegan? It's not, right? Because it's
meat.
Technically, you're not.
But they don't drink cow milk.
Even a spitter.
Cow milk's not the cow, and they don't do. And they don't do milk and stuff. So, is pussy vegan?
I feel like it's at least a little acidic.
I think
acidic. Tommy doesn't like acid.
Oh yeah, no.
I think you might need to get a doctor's appointment for somebody. Acidic.
Oh my God. So you've never
good old fashioned acidic pussy.
Yeah. Like you come away and like your hairs are burnt off. Like it's never happened to you.
No. So what was the question?
How someone's actually doing or marriage.
How someone's actually doing. Yeah. Hard pass.
All right. Another one for that. Tommy.
Strong agree. The relationship issue. That's some good drama. Some good gossip sometimes.
sip on that tea.
You're a bachelor guy, like you.
Yeah,
thrive
yeah.
on that shit.
Exactly. If I ask someone how they're doing, they respond with anything but the word good. It, like or my fine. Brain yeah. short circuits.
Like, even fine, I'm like, you're implying that like it's
fine.
I'm not good.
Right. Fine as I'm fine.
Yeah,
it's good. That's the only word that's ever come out of your mouth.
Yes.
It will. I almost can't compute the idea of anybody saying anything else. So,
know what to do.
That easily.
Yeah, for sure. Marriage problems is like fun drama to hear about. If someone's telling you that they're like not doing well in life, you're like,
yeah.
I don't want to hear about it. And I don't really, unless it's like a close friend or something.
Yeah.
Then I care. But
yeah. But like if you walked up to like a random person in the office and they were just.
If someone here started telling me like, oh, these things are going wrong in my life, I would be like, you need to shut the fuck up.
I'm specifically imagining myself in the kitchen, like making a coffee here and like asking someone I don't really know that well, how are you? And they like start to give an actual answer. I'd be like, what?
Again, this whole thing, like so many of these in my head, I'm like, these are all things I do. Oh my God.
Like if
I am the most annoying person here.
No, not even close.
I don't know.
Like if Blattman came up to me at the kitchen and was just like, my kid keeps getting in trouble at school. I'd be like, what the fuck you want me to do about
it? Shut up.
Talking about my kid, how much Pat loves Bitcoin.
Yeah. I thought it was crypto. Is that the same? I guess it is the same thing, right?
Same thing.
I don't really know anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Same
it's a
data.
Subdivision.
Yeah.
God.
All right. Jay.
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. So it's the obvious winner. So the next matchup we have is the number two seed. And this is like a very – it's kind of a tropish one, but like I felt like we needed to include it. Fantasy football. This is obviously a big joke for PMT.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about your fantasy football team?
Well, I mean, it's just because we've evolved and we've become – we gamble now.
So yeah.
Gambling is like the next step. I really care about your gambling wins and losses.
Yeah.
Fantasy football, that's for cops, you know?
Yeah.
People just dipping their toes in the gambling waters.
Somebody suggested using putting gambling, like what your bets are on here, and I was like, I feel like it's a yes and no, where like, if I'm watching like, what's his name, like Jersey Jerry chasing that parlay on Monday Night Football, I'm in on it.
Yeah.
If I see someone get a historically bad beat, like I'm kind of in on it, but like when your buddy's telling you like, fucking lost $5 on the Rockies run line. I'm like, I don't care. Like, it's meaningless to me.
There's nothing lamer than if you imagine this. You're watching a football. It's like the witching hour, right?
Yeah.
So there's five football games going on. Everyone's freaking out. They've got their own TVs on their team that they pay attention to. Everyone's got gambling going on, various spreads, various over unders, and then one guy's like, "Fuck!" You're like, "What's up?" He's like, "I had Christian Kirk on my fantasy team."
Yeah.
And he just dropped a touchdown pass. Everybody be like, okay, fucking nerd.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like it's.
I disagree. I don't think that's that bad. Like, I think it's the same, especially if you're in a high money fan. I mean, if you're in a league for like $20, then no one gives a fuck. But if you're in like a high stakes fantasy football league, like I think it's okay to care about that.
I mean, Jay's part of one of the most high stakes one.
Yeah, it's I write about it all the time, so
nonstop.
Also, my DMs are just people asking fantasy football questions, which I actually kind of like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess because it applies to more real football than gambling stuff, if that kind of makes sense. Like, who to start, sit. And that's
also, I'll say one difference between is like a bad gambling loss, you can relate to maybe because you bet the same exact thing, but you know what happened. Like, this team won, you know that team won, this team lost. Whereas, like, fantasy football, you could have someone could have a more unique story of how they lost. Like, this guy fumbled with. You know, whatever. Fuck.
I lost by 0.2
left. Someone took a QB kneel, and I lost by 0.1 points or whatever.
I zone out for all of it immediately. Yeah. I didn't even listen to this segment right here. No idea.
Well, it's going up against what I think is a pretty. This is a very good one. I think it's 15 seed. The instructions for a board game that your friend insists you play. There is never a point where I hit the ejector seat quicker than when I get the instructions, like of any sort of board game. It's like let's just play. We'll figure it out as we go. You're gonna go first this time, Big T. Fantasy football or board game instructions?
It would have been fantasy football, but in this instance, I am never playing a board game willingly, so I'm already – the chips are already down to start, and then if you start talking to me like you need to do X, Y, and Z, I would rather fry my balls on a
chips Jordan were down. Program. Were you getting like poker explained to you?
No. I'm just saying that maybe didn't make sense. I'm just saying I never want to play a board game. So if I'm playing a board game, I'm already doing you a favor or someone a favor if we're at somewhere where a board game needs to be played. And then if you're talking down to me about the rules, I will kill myself.
Okay.
So that's
one for board games.
Yeah, I'm a big, let's figure it out as we go. I'm thinking I'm more of a drinking game where someone lays out like all the intents. Like, all right, let's just start drinking and we'll fucking figure it out as like as it goes along. Like I said, fantasy football, I think at least has the potential to maybe be interested. I'll go board game.
Board game?
Yeah, I co-host a fantasy show where people ask their questions every Sunday at 11:30. Dear Mr. Fantasy on the Barstool Sportsbook YouTube. So I love to get those questions. So definitely not fantasy football.
What if Steven just hated fantasy football, but he just found himself, this was his niche?
I love fantasy football. I like grading people's draft. I like evaluating trades. I like start sit questions. I like them all. That's what I spend most of my time doing in my DMs.
What about fantasy baseball?
I don't know anything about fantasy baseball.
Mm. It's not nearly as interesting as football, I think.
Yeah.
At least fantasy-wise.
How much time do you allocate per day to answering people's fantasy football questions? Not allocate, but how much time do you spend?
If we're talking about a given week during football season, I don't know, probably can 45 minutes a day.
Hmm. That's a lot of fantasy time. I feel like you couldn't have voted against us if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Kate?
Yeah, no.
Both are tough. I hate being like a few beers in and somebody's like, let's play this card game or something. And I'm like, oh man, I just want like, I'll do a stupid like hand game or whatever, like something with like three instructions, but a lot is such a buzzkill to me. But I do love a good, once you get it, it's fine. If I was on an airplane and they're like, you either have to sit here in silence or, I said with love, listen to Stephen Chase's fantasy podcast. I'd be like, I'm listening to the airplane engine. I'm so sorry. I can't. Like, fantasy football is my choice for the worst.
It says one for fantasy. PFT?
I think Chase should do an ASMR fantasy football show.
Ooh. And then maybe I would, if there was a twist.
Yeah.
Because you have a very soothing voice, Steve.
Do.
He does. No,
I'm
really
not speaking
do.
Like to the quality or the content of your show, but your voice is so soothing that I feel like you could put people to sleep very easily. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you were talking about. It's just, I would feel safe if I was listening.
Maybe like toss that. A few affirmations in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. We need to do a sleep. So I had this idea. Maybe we could actually make it happen. But I started listening to some sleep podcasts. Mm-hmm. It was like a year ago. I got a sleep podcast, especially on like a Sunday night after a late night part of my take. I go home. I'm amped up from doing the show. It's like 3:30 in the morning, but I need to get to sleep for Monday. So I listen to sleep podcasts, and they read a story. They put you to sleep. I think Stephen Che reading the blog that got the least amount of page views over the course of the week in like an ASMR style voice. We could do our own Barstool sleep hypnosis podcast.
I love that idea.
You have to be selective though, because I feel like the one with the least views will be like a podcast, like ad, basically. You know what I mean?
Where it's got to be a truly written blog.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know what? I might have talked to Nick Tirani about this. I feel like he said his idea might have been like a Greeny Celtics blog, like a really long.
Oh yeah.
Like obviously Greeny's a great writer when it comes to the stuff that he cares about and people care about along with him. But if you don't care about like the Boston Celtics,
sure.
Reading if you read one of his blogs, I think that might do the trick.
A listen is a listen.
Yeah.
That's exactly. The same if you're asleep, if you're awake.
I would actually think that the ads would cost more because you're like hypnotizing people.
Exactly.
And it's seeping into their heads.
So you're going with the board game, I'm assuming, over fantasy?
Board yeah, I don't like the rules. I don't like the rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I only learned how to play Goldfish this last year. I've never played it before. And like someone busted out, let's play Goldfish while we were all drinking. And I was like, not even close to going to learn how to.
Front ahead right now, you asked me how to play Goldfish. I wouldn't know how to tell
no
you.
No fucking clue.
Can y'all say the name of this game again?
Goldfish?
Okay, they were saying Goldfish.
They were saying Goldfish.
They were a big goldfish. I was like, is this a game I've never heard of? I've never.
Goldfish.
Yeah, Goldfish.
Goldfish?
Goldfish.
Yeah. Goldfish? Was it still fucked up?
It's like.
No, that's correct. Y'all were saying. You heard Goldfish.
I heard Goldfish.
There was an L.
Now they're saying it's like Coach O cheering on the Marlins.
Goldfish.
Ew.
Goldfish. I kind of like that. So the board game instructions are going to move on. Before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, Ridge Wallet. All right, let's talk about Ridge Wallet. Ridge Wallet is an ultra-slim, minimalist wallet. It holds up to 12 cards, plus room for cash. It's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. It's made with RFID blocking technology that protects you from digital pickpocketers. They're really, really cool. I use mine basically every single day. It holds my card that I used to sign in and holds all my other credit cards. And I'm not a huge cash carrier, which I think is the better way to go, but it also has the room for the cache as well. They also have a new key case to help you organize your keys. It secures anything from up to 2 to 6 keys. It organizes them in compact silhouette and folds out for easy access. There are 6 colors and styles, including carbon fiber again and burnt titanium again. Check out their site, ridge.com, and use code LCB for 10% off your order. Thanks to Ridge Wallet. All right, PFT, you're going to go first in our first playoff matchup, hearing people's dreams versus crypto/stocks.
This is tough for me because I think these are both I suggested both these to you.
Yeah.
Dreams are bad unless it's a sex dream. I mean, that conversation earlier about wet
dreams was riveting.
Bringing it out.
I want to bring a scientist in and, like, learn more about that.
I don't know how to induce it. Going.
I think if you just don't jerk off or have sex for a while, like, it'll just naturally
happen. Eventually happen, like, if you blew ball yourself.
What happened to Robbie when he did the...
Robbie was also, like, 17 at the time.
Yeah.
Right? He was in his prime.
Still like, virility range. Is way too low right now for that to work.
Yeah. I'm going to go with crypto.
One for crypto.
Shocking upset. I'm taking crypto on this one.
One for crypto. Kate?
Crypto.
Crypto without a doubt. Wow.
Blockchain. Yep.
poor Buddha Ben. Hashtag blockchain.
I probably would have went dreams.
One for dreams. I'm just going to, for the record, crypto's going to move on. Next up, you go first, Big T, politics versus stand-up jokes from memory.
Stand-up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stand-up. Politics, like we said, there could be an entertainment factor there. Mm-hmm. Just hearing somebody else tell it, just a watered-down version of a joke with no delivery or anything, that's got to be worse.
Yeah.
At least with the joke, you're supposed to laugh at the end. With politics, there's no laughter, so politics. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Put that on a quote card.
Yeah.
My dad is calling me right now, so I'm going to have to go with politics. Love you, Dad.
We're all tied up. PFT, you get the tie break.
I'm going to go with politics.
Politics is going to move on. And now you get to vote in politics versus crypto/blockchain, Todd.
Crypto.
See, I would say, like, there is actually instances where, like, in politics, they need to talk about crypto and stocks and stuff. And, like, that is, like, a combination of the worst.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That's awful.
Terrible combo. Crypto.
Two for crypto.
Yeah.
Jay, politics, crypto.
Do, like, conspiracy theories count as politics?
Nope.
Nah. I don't.
Like,
No, we're talking like you're watching C-SPAN. No,
watch them. Politics.
Yeah. Politics.
In fact, you said C-SPAN. My brother was one of the last groups of pages on the House floor back when they did that, when they'd send high school kids to work there. And then there was that whole scandal with the representatives being perverts and whatever. But so my parents used to watch C-SPAN 24/7, hoping they just see him walking down the aisles holding a piece of paper or something. So I think that might also be why I hate politics, because I'd be like, can we watch Nickelodeon? And it would be like C-SPAN.
C-SPAN didn't even try.
No, not at all.
No.
Like if they wanted to put the minimal amount of effort into making it interesting, they probably could have, because at the end of the day, politics is about like people's lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't even try. Just like, I'm going to set up a camera in this room and fuck it.
Terrible audio, just a lot of shuffling, and then he'd like walk by this like this big in the background. They'd be like, there he goes.
Stationary camera, just C-SPAN in the corner, and that's it. And
yeah.
People talking low volume.
Yeah. C-SPAN stand for something?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Congress?
Cunt span.
Congressional. Yeah. Congressional.
Communist.
Yeah.
Congressional. Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh. That S is the next.
What was P? What would P
political.
Be?
The political.
Political.
Senate. We're just saying words.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah.
Tommy, politics versus crypto.
Cable Satellite Public Affairs Network.
Okay.
I don't want to hear someone talk actually about
politics. Every word boring than the last.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go politics is worse.
One for politics.
Crypto.
Crypto is going to move into the finals. All right. And on the other side of the bracket, Big T, white people's ethnic background or talking about work?
Ethnic.
White people ethnic background.
You're not Irish.
What are you, Big T?
American.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, damn right.
God damn right.
I was on a date with a girl one time, and she's like, so what are you? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, where are you from? And I was like, Georgia. And she's like, you know what I meant. Where's your family from? And I was like, Georgia and Missouri. She's like, where are your great grandparents from? And I said, Georgia and Missouri. And she's,
are you like 20 generations deep in America?
My great-grandma's like ancestors came over on the Mayflower, and then my dad's side of the family, I don't know.
Yeah.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah. That's the number one American big boy here. I don't think anyone else can trace back their ancestry that far.
Oh,
No. Oh, you win this one.
Jay?
Yeah.
You have no old country.
This one.
Right.
This one. Yeah, this was the old country.
Mm-hmm. No men for old country.
We have two on ethnic background right now.
Being 50% Native American, I could argue that. I'm just kidding. I'm not. Sorry, what are the two?
Ethnic background versus talking about work.
Ethnic background.
Ethnic background's going to move on, but Kate?
Yeah, ethnic background.
PFT?
EB.
Ethnic background is going to move on. And the next and last of these player matchups is board game instructions versus how someone's actually doing. PFT, you go first. Is that you?
Shoot.
Sounded like the world's biggest fart.
A little question fart.
How someone's actually doing is tough, but also that's really all we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Half my content would be gone.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about fantasy football, you're talking about that's what you're actually...
Your bets are...
Oh.
I think this means telling people things that are going wrong in your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just being a downer is what you're saying.
Mostly, I guess.
Being a downer about your... Being unnecessarily... giving unnecessary details.
Even if it's in the positive, I wouldn't like it. If someone's like, yeah, I'm doing great, I did all these things, because then I just get jealous of that person. Yeah. Either way, I don't want it.
I'd rather someone be doing poorly.
Yes, because then you feel better.
I have to listen to something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with board game instructions.
One for board game instructions. Kate?
Yeah, I'm also going board game instructions. Caveat if I'm like 3 or 4 beers deep.
Especially
then. Can't do it.
Jay?
Yeah, board game instructions, they all suck.
It's... Another
I would have went how someone's doing. Just, I mean, how often do I really run into board game instructions being read? I don't play that many board games.
How often does someone actually try to stop you and be like, this is how I'm actually doing?
More often.
I play a board game.
So, yeah. I feel like I've never asked someone, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, I've actually gone into deep detail, like maybe 1 or 2 times. Like,
oh, no, I think that's happened more. I mean, not that routinely, but...
Mm. Like, I feel like the conversation would move on maybe later on to that, but it was never like on the spot, like, how are you doing? I'm doing bad. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, but still, that happens more than I play board games.
All right. Big T?
I would have also said how someone is actually doing.
So board game instructions going to move on, going up against ethnic background for a shot into the finals.
The whites.
The whites get a vote.
Same.
Another vote.
Mm.
Board game instructions or white people ethnic background?
Yeah, these are both really bad. I'm going to say board game instructions.
One for board game instructions.
Yeah, I'm going board game instructions.
Oh.
We're all tied up.
Yeah.
50 white people ethnic backgrounds.
Such power. I'm going to go with white people. White people ethnic backgrounds.
Thank you for doing that.
All right, let's talk about Game Time, the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports, created by fans for fans. Game Time is a new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest price. If you haven't given Game Time a shot yet, what are you waiting for? With tons of Barstool fans using it, they tag us on social, let us know all the great deals they're getting. We've been using Game Time all year. I used it most recently to go to a Panic at the Disco concert. It was absolutely awesome. Again, only recently found out, I think because Jeff and Robbie told me, that Panic at the Disco isn't actually the original band that did all the original songs, like a traveling band, but they were awesome. Really, really cool spectacle, and I owe it all to Game Time. And you get really easy to use deals with it using the app. I think you're all going to love it. Download the Game Time app, go to the account tab to create a login, and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms to apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. So now in the finals, EB versus Crypto.
These are two heavyweights.
I mean, they are.
White-dominated fields.
It is very...
The white people crossover. Who love to tell people about their ethnic backgrounds are probably heavily into crypto.
For sure.
Yeah, diagram's for sure. A single circle.
Yeah. I'm going to go with crypto. I still think that's the worst conversation that you can find yourself in. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of... we used to have a lot of guests that would come on Part of My Take, and they would be pitching some sort of crypto-related thing that they're... I hesitate to use the word scheme, but I would really like to use the word scheme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember Tom Colicchio came on, and he was like, yeah, we've got this new crypto launching where I've got a whole series of pizzerias in the metaverse that also take crypto. And I was like, dude, there's no way you understand what you're talking mm-hmm. about
yeah.
at this point.
I think it's really cool. Like, I sell it to you, you sell it to 2 other people, and then it works its way up. Like, yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, just get involved. Get involved.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... Definitely crypto.
Crypto?
Crypto, hands down.
Hands down?
Hands down.
Interesting. Jay?
I think I get bored quickly with crypto, but it's because I don't understand it. And I've watched I think maybe two documentaries on it. So I've put in effort to try and understand it, and I will listen. White people, ethnic backgrounds, it's a dead end. You just get to Italian or Irish, and it doesn't even matter. They're
American anyway.
Same thing.
So, yeah.
Whoa.
The worst is when someone's like, and we're like related to Queen Mary of the Scots or whatever. Like when someone tries to say they're like, well, we're...
Here's my lineage into whatever.
Yeah. My great uncle's Genghis Khan.
I'll lie and say I'm related to JFK every now and then.
Oh, that's fun.
We're good party favorites.
I like to say Mussolini.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Actually, fascists just took back control in Italy, didn't they?
Oh,
yeah.
Right in time for
Italians are back, baby.
Boys up.
World Cup is ours.
Tommy.
This is a blowout. It's white people, ethnic background.
Glad you said that, Tommy. I agree.
Crypto, we're in lockstep today.
Oh, yeah.
Crypto. I mean, crypto sucks, but this
at least
really
it could
sucks.
Be a little interesting. Like the concept of crypto to me is at least sort of interesting. Where I'll watch a documentary about it, maybe to try and understand it. I'm not going to watch a documentary about a white person being 25% German and 25% fucking French Canadian.
But you did pay to do Ancestry.com.
Yeah, but that's finding out about yourself, right? This is hearing somebody else talk about it.
And somebody else talk about it, yeah.
Yeah. So easy, white people ethnic background.
EB and Big T, you're also going with the ethnic background as well.
Yep.
So that is the winner of our bracket of things that nobody wants to hear you talk about.
Yeah.
White people talking about their ethnic background. Huh. What a run. And that's what I thought of in the last second.
Make sure for the graphic we don't just put ethnic.
Yeah, so definitely not just ethnic background. I was very specific. White people, ethnic background.
Heritage.
Yeah, it's just heritage. Not, hey, we're all good anyway.
Where people are from.
Yes, where people from different places. So that's winner of episode 48. Make sure if you're watching on YouTube, go subscribe, buy a shirt. Make sure you go watch all of the programs that these wonderful people on. Thanks, PFT, Kate, and Big T for joining in. And we'll be back next week, hopefully with a big full crew. But until then, we will see you next time.
And go watch The Dozen.
And go watch The Dozen. Yes, it's out right now.
Yep.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America, and once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry. You name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.